Thank you to the returning officer and to all the counting staff, the police and everyone who made this election possible. We don't forget the hard work that you all do, and nor should we take for granted the great privilege of taking part in a democratic decision over who governs us. Thank you most of all to the people of Edinburgh and the Lothians for re-electing me. It has been the biggest honour of my life to represent you and to campaign on your behalf. I congratulate Nicola Sturgeon on her victory this evening and on securing a third term in office. I promise Labour will be an effective but positive opposition over the coming years. This election was always going to be tough for the Scottish Labour Party, just a year after a painful general election defeat. But I am proud that our campaign rose to the challenge of offering an alternative vision for what could be done in our new, more powerful Parliament. I want to thank all of those who voted for my party across the country, all the people who volunteered, and of course, to all of our candidates. Your support means the world to me. I know that any disappointment felt by my colleagues and friends who have lost tonight is, for Labour, secondary to the concern they feel about the impact of the cuts yet to come and the continued austerity that working people across Scotland will face. For our part, Labour in the new Parliament, led by me, will do as we promised in this election. We will fight to ensure that the Parliament uses its new powers and fulfils its great potential. I was adamant that I would fight this as an election about the future, talking about the potential for change, using the powers of our new Parliament to deliver that change, instead of rerunning the arguments of the past. And I know that for some, the constitutional argument remains the most important factor when casting their vote. And my determination to try and move the Scottish debate on will have cost me and my party votes tonight. But in the long run, I believe our politics has to be about the future of our economy, the life chances of the children in this country and our public services. And I and my party will continue to make that argument in our new Parliament. So, I'd like to thank the thousands of activists across the country who have worked so hard on this campaign, not least all those members in Edinburgh Eastern who ran a phenomenal campaign, often in recent times in my absence, led by the best possible election agent in Gareth Lodge. I also pay tribute to my wonderful partner and soulmate, Louise Riddell. I've come a long way during this campaign and I've also had to come out as well. So thank you to Louise for that. There's no doubt that our defeat for the Labour Party tonight is painful, but it is not the end of our campaign. We will continue to argue for Labour values, Labour ideas and Labour principles. There will work to renew the Scottish Labour Party so that it's fit to serve the people of Scotland continues. Thank you.